Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Math with Bad Drawings, Illuminating the Ideas That Shape Our Reality by Ben Orlin is a popular mathematics book for general readers that blends humor, cartoons, cultural commentary, and accessible explanation. Published in 2018, it grew out of Orlin's well-known math blog and reflects his background as both a mathematician and classroom teacher. Rather than functioning as a textbook or a step-by-step course, the book is a guided tour through mathematical ideas that appear in everyday life, public debate, science, and personal decision-making. What were phi mustre? What were bay and teachers? What were most it? Its scope is broad, touching on topics such as geometry, probability, voting, genetics, and uncertainty, usually at an intuitive level rather than a highly technical one. The central purpose is to show that mathematics is not merely a collection of procedures, but a way of seeing patterns, making arguments, and understanding the structure of the world. The book is especially aimed at readers who may feel wary of math but are open to curiosity, wit, and conceptual insight. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, mathematics as a way of thinking rather than a list of rules. One of the book's most important contributions is its insistence that mathematics should be understood as a way of thinking, not as a grim sequence of memorized procedures. Orlin repeatedly shifts attention away from classroom habits such as speed, rote practice, and answer getting, and toward the underlying habits that make math meaningful: pattern recognition, logical structure, comparison, approximation, and creative problem solving. This perspective helps explain why the book resonates with readers who may have disliked school math. It validates the idea that many negative experiences come not from mathematics itself, but from narrow methods of teaching it. Across varied examples, Orlin presents math as a language for organizing thought and asking better questions about the world. He treats confusion and struggle as normal parts of the process, which makes the subject feel more human and less like a test of innate talent. This framing is central to the book's broader message. By redefining math as an exploratory and conceptual activity, Orlin invites readers to see it as intellectually generous rather than exclusionary. That shift in viewpoint is one of the book's deepest achievements. Secondly, using humor and simple drawings to lower the barrier to entry. The bad drawings in the title are not a gimmick so much as a teaching philosophy. Orlin uses intentionally rough cartoons and playful visual jokes to make mathematics feel approachable, imperfect, and alive. The drawings are useful because they strip ideas to their essentials. Instead of polished diagrams that can feel distant or authoritative, these sketches suggest that it is acceptable to think through a problem messily. That tone matters, especially for readers who associate math with embarrassment or precision anxiety. The humor works in the same way. It softens the subject without trivializing it, and gives the reader permission to engage with serious ideas in an informal spirit. This combination of comic voice and visual simplification helps Orlin explain topics that might otherwise seem intimidating. It also distinguishes the book from many other popular math titles that rely primarily on exposition. The style reflects a deeper claim that understanding does not always begin with formality. It can begin with a doodle, a joke, or a surprising analogy. By embracing imperfection in presentation, Orlin makes a powerful case that clarity and delight can coexist, and that mathematics can be communicated with warmth rather than intimidation. Thirdly, connecting abstract ideas to ordinary life and public issues. A major strength of the book is the way it links mathematical thinking to familiar experiences and real social questions. Orlin does not present math as sealed off from daily life. Instead, he moves through examples involving lotteries, insurance, voting systems, gerrymandering, shape and structure, genetics, and other recognizable settings. These topics show that mathematical reasoning influences choices, institutions, and interpretations far beyond the classroom. The book, therefore, broadens the reader's sense of what counts as mathematical relevance. It is not just balancing a checkbook or solving school exercises. It is also understanding risk, evaluating fairness, thinking about evidence, and seeing how systems behave. This practical connection gives the book both intellectual and civic value. By showing how mathematical frameworks shape debates about policy and everyday decisions, Orlin helps readers become more attentive to the hidden logic behind public life. Importantly, he usually does this without turning the material into a dense technical argument. The emphasis stays on insight and perspective. That makes the book especially effective for readers who want to understand why math matters, not just how formulas work. It turns abstraction into something concrete, social, and recognizable. Fourthly, breadth over technical depth in exploring core mathematical ideas. Math with Bad Drawings is notable for its wide range of subjects and its deliberate refusal to become a rigorous survey text. Orlin moves across many corners of mathematics, often staying around an intuitive or pre-calculus level, and favors revealing angles over exhaustive treatment. this is not a weakness so much as a design choice. The book aims to spark understanding and appreciation, not to provide full formal proof or a sequential curriculum. That broad approach allows readers to encounter mathematics as a landscape of connected ideas rather than a staircase of prerequisites. A chapter may begin with a playful question and lead toward a serious conceptual payoff, showing how a single topic can illuminate larger habits of reasoning. Even readers with stronger mathematical backgrounds often find this approach rewarding because Orlin looks for fresh entry points rather than standard textbook explanations. At the same time, the limits of the method are clear. Someone seeking sustained formal development or advanced instruction will need other resources. But for a popular audience, the breadth is part of the appeal. It creates momentum, variety, and surprise. And it reflects the book's belief that mathematical beauty can appear in many forms, not only in technical mastery. Lastly, a humane critique of math education and the culture of being stuck, beneath its comic style, the book carries a serious educational argument. Orlin challenges the common culture of math instruction that treats quick answers, flawless performance, and memorized methods as the main signs of competence. In contrast, he emphasizes curiosity, persistence, and the productive role of being stuck. This humane stance matters because many readers come to mathematics carrying shame or a sense of exclusion. The book counters that damage by presenting difficulty as part of authentic mathematical work rather than evidence of personal failure. Orlin's background as a teacher strengthens this dimension of the book. He writes with sympathy for learners and with awareness of how classroom structures can either open doors or close them. The result is not simply criticism of schools, but a more generous vision of what math learning could be exploratory, connected to real ideas, and open to multiple ways of seeing. This makes the book meaningful not only for students and casual readers, but also for educators thinking about how mathematics is framed. Its educational message aligns closely with its literary style. The informal voice, visual play, and conceptual focus all enact the kind of mathematics culture the book advocates. One where understanding grows through engagement rather than fear. In conclusion, Math with Bad Drawings is best suited to curious general readers. Students recovering from discouraging school experiences, teachers looking for a more inviting mathematical voice, and math enthusiasts who enjoy clever explanation more than formalism. It is especially valuable for readers who want to rebuild their relationship with mathematics without feeling as if they are returning to a textbook. The book offers practical benefits by improving mathematical confidence, sharpening intuition about risk and structure, and showing how quantitative ideas shape public life. Its intellectual benefit lies in reframing mathematics as a humane and creative discipline rather than a narrow gatekeeping tool. That shift can change how readers approach not only math itself, but also learning more broadly. What makes the book stand out in the popular mathematics category is its balance of accessibility and substance. Many books in this space either simplify too far or become too technical for nervous readers. Orlin manages to stay conceptually rich while remaining playful, conversational, and visually distinctive. The cartoons are not decorative extras but part of the argument about how math should feel, for readers seeking wonder, reassurance, and smart ideas in equal measure. This book occupies a distinctive place, less a manual, more a thoughtful invitation into mathematical life. If you would like to support Ben Orlin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around!